This is Be the Story Spotlight. Someone was looking at me. A disturbing sensation if you're dead. These are the opening words to A Certain Slant of Light, the novel by Laura Whitcomb, released late last year. If I tried really hard, I might be able to find something wrong with this story. But why would I want to work that hard? After just finishing A Certain Slant of Light, I already wanted to start over again from the beginning. So seldom do I run across a story this well put together. I can't help but gush a little. I even emailed Laura Whitcomb to tell her how much I enjoyed it. Helen has been haunting the living for 130 years now. She's gentle, caring, not malevolent. She's just lost and lonely. She takes what little companionship she can get from her hosts. But she still can't touch them. She can't talk to them. And to them, she is not even as solid as the air. Then she meets James. James is another ghost who is left to haunt the earth. And James is in the body of a teenaged boy named Billy Blake. Billy's soul had left his body. Something drove it out. No, not just something. It's clear from the story what it was in Billy's life that caused this. And now James is living this life. Helen and James fall in love, but she still can't touch him. She can't feel him. Until they find a girl named Jenny, whose soul has also left her body. Now, they have to wrestle with their new lives that they've taken on, their feelings for one another and for the people around them, and, ironically, their old lives, too. And what will they do when it comes time to leave these bodies? At every point during this story, I sympathized with Helen. I felt I was part of her world. Laura Whitcomb clearly knows how to make her characters real. And where other writers might be tempted to pull characters out of character in order to push the plot forward, Laura does not do this. She makes the characters want to do the things they have to do, and the plot just comes along with them. I very quickly learned to trust Laura Whitcomb because I knew she was going to reward me well for reading through. Now I'm looking forward to Laura Whitcomb's second novel, which she is currently writing. Yes, A Certain Slant of Light is Laura Whitcomb's first novel. This is a medium-length novel, advertised for teenagers, but adults have disagreed over whether it's actually suitable for teenagers. I think what they mean is they disagree over whether it's suitable for their teenagers. Use parental discretion and be prepared to discuss. If you can't stand dark fiction, if you get bent out of shape by the portrayal of sex, or if you get bent out of shape by ghosts or spirit possession, or if you get too upset that one of the antagonists is a fundamental Christian hypocrite, if any of these things bug you so much that you wouldn't be able to put them in the context of the story, you probably won't enjoy this book, no matter how good its story is. Still, none of the plot devices Laura Whitcomb uses are ever there just to spice up the work. This story does not need to be spiced up. It pulls along whatever elements are necessary to make it work. In summary, A Certain Slant of Light is a truly great read. I have no suggestions for improvement. Gee, I suck. This is Tim King for Be the Story Spotlight. Thanks for listening. I'll see you later. Bye now.